Friends, we are continuing the previous shiur. We were discussing the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Avraham Avinu, and we were trying to figure out who's greater. At the Olis Al Kulon, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than Avraham Avinu, and in the previous shiur we discussed the idea of how Avraham Avinu, from his atzmius, either planted a pardes or made an inn, and through that he called B'Shem Hashem, that he was planted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. He was the pundak, he was the inn with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do chesed with the world, and then he took that chesed further and he did chesed with them, and through the chesed he brought them to Hashem, not only satisfying their bodies but satisfying their souls, nourishing their souls by telling them about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also saw this idea of two types of geirus: the geirus of Nedivus, which was in the time of the Avos of Avraham Avinu, Nedivei Amim Nesafu, the Nedivus of Avraham Avinu, Bas Nediv, that he was at this generosity of spirit to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and convert. And then we had the other type of Geirus, the Geirus of Matan Torah, the Geirus of Har Sinai, which is a Geirus of Hechreach, that they were forced. And we saw that by the Geirus of Matan Torah, Mitoch Hechreach, that was a hemshech of the Geirus of Nedivus, and therefore there's not a Kukot Shenolad, because it already was. They already converted in the time of Avraham Avinu. So we were already Jewish, and now this new type of Geirus is really just a hemshech of the previous Geirus, and therefore it's not Kukot Shenolad, I mean, that's why the Jews were usher to their Krovos, even after Matan Torah, because the din of Gershon Iskar Kanshan Ola Dami only applies when the person is completely new, Ashein Kain, in the instance of the Geirus before Kabbalah HaTorah. So that is, in a nutshell, what we learned in the previous shir. So now we can solve the problem of the Geirus HaAvos, trying to understand what the Geirus HaAvos is all about. What type of Geirus was it? Why was the second Geirus necessary if they already converted in the first place? So the pasuk says in Parashas Nitzavim, "V'lo eschem levatchem anochi koreis es habris hazos, ki es asher yeshno po imanu omed hayom lefnei Hashem Elokeinu, ve'es asher einenu po imanu hayom." And I'm making this bris not only with the people who are with me today in front of Hashem, but even people who are not with me today. And that bris was about Geirus, like Rashi says there, Lefisha Dibra Lechav Nishba Labo Secha Shal Hachlef Ezarim Bumacheres Kacha Oseh Eschem Shuas, because he swore to you not to exchange your seed for with another nation, therefore he forbids you with these shvuos, with these oaths, because he forbade you from being machlif, because he swore to you, excuse me, that he's not going to exchange you for another nation, therefore he forbade you with these oaths, saying that you have to keep the bris, because you're his eternal people. Just like, and this means that just like Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol is Mushba Me'atzmo, he swore himself not to exchange the Jewish people for another Ummah, so too we are Mushba Me'ito, we swearing from him not to be Machlif him, the Emuna Acheres, with another Emuna, and that's the Iker Geirus. The Iker Geirus is not to be Machlif Kadosh Baruch Hu, not to exchange him for another false Emuna. And like we find by Naomi Verus, what did Naomi say to Rus? That we're now let us serve Avodah Zarah. And what did Rus answer? Elokayach Elokay, like Rashi says, that I'm not going to serve Avodah Zarah. And we learn Hilchos Geirus. So the, since we have this Shavua, we have this Shavua that we are not going to leave Hashem, we are not going to exchange him for a false god, therefore there's no greater hechreach than this. So that's the hechreach of the Geirus of the Hechreach of the Geirus of the Jews later, after the Avos, because the pasuk says, "Va'aschem levatchem, anochi koreisus abrisus." People with me today, people are not with me today. So in other words, this is a bris that you really don't have a choice. This is something that you have to do. This is something that you have to keep. God swore to you, and you swore to Him. It says that share yeshno po imanuayom, that's a share inenu po imanuayom. Those who are with us, those who are not with us. Rashi says, ve'afis doris hasidim li imadoris hasidim liyos. Even with the doros that are going to be in the future, even asher einenu po, but in the Targum Yerushalmi it says, "Harum kol darai di kamo min yemusu olma avad kedon imach kaimin hacha yom aden kadam Hashem alokechon v'yos kol daria da sidin lamekom." And we find similarly in the Targum of Yonos ben Uziel. So this, in this divrei haTargum, is rooted the chiddush in the gerus of the avos, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with Am Yisrael bebris, all of the doros were included in that. What does the Targum say? Arum kol daraya, all the generations dikamu, that stood up min yamos alma, from the beginning of time v'ad kedon, until now, and all the daros that are going to be. In other words, this bris encompassed all of the generations, and this is the chiddush of the bris avos, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with the Jewish people bebris, all of the daros were included, Zeri Yisrael, Mimosola, Madachri Sayamim, Imaim, and they were mitzdaref. The avos were also mitzdaref to the geris of the banim, Bederach Shalom Afreya, and they were yorish, they yarshin from them, they inherited from them this geris of echrechiyut, of compulsion, in addition to the geris of nedivus, that was their chelek from the beginning of time, from when they already first did it, when they first made the geris. We find this by Yerushas Haaretz. The Gemara says that b'chol haTorah kula chayim yarshim es hameisim, but b'nachlas haaretz hameisim yarshin yarshu hameisim es hachayim. What's pshat yarshu hameisim es hachayim? Because yotzei Mitzrayim yarshu chelkam min ba'ei haaretz. Those who left Egypt yarshin the meisim, they already were died, but they yarshin their chelek from those who lived, from those who came to Eretz Yisrael. The same applies to Kedushas Yisrael, that the Avos yarshined the Geirus of Hechrechius from the Banim. It was a retroactive Yerusha. Normally Yerusha is dead from the living from the dead. Here was the dead from the living. We, the Avos, yarshined the Geirus of Hechrechius from the Banim, and that is how their Geirus was completed retroactively. So according to this, says the Holy Maskil Shlomo, that we have a chizayon nizgav of kedusha sa'uma. We have this great sublime vision of the holiness of the nation, that we have this tseiruf, this connection of nedivus leiv ha'avos with echrechius habonim l'koy ma'achas, that the avos were morish l'bneim as dargaz geirus shel nedivus, and the banim were morish l'avosim dargaz geirus shel echrechius. The avos gave over to their children this level of geirus, of nedivus, of generosity, of doing it of their own will. That's what they gave to their children. And the banim gave to the avos the darga of geirus of echrechius, of converting out of compulsion. So netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. This is something eternal. Zot shibcho huvim al tzvas hayam. What did we say? Ze keli van veyu Elokei aviv v'romimenu. This is my God, and I will glorify Him, the God of my father, and I will exalt Him. Knesset Yisrael said, now be yitzias Mitzrayim, I recognize that this is my God, and I will glorify Him. That's the Kabbalah's geirus b'derech echreach. I have to. Val yidei ze nase li Elokei avi v'romimenu. That until now, Kedushas Ha'avos wasn't muchzekes biyadi, because geirus of nedivus has a hefsek, right? Because like we said in the previous shir, that once you decide, we said we're all the geirim of Avraham Avinu go, once you decide you're not into it, then you leave. Or he dies, he doesn't necessarily give it over to his children, so they don't keep it, so they don't have to. Only that's the geirus of nedivus. But now that there's a tseiruf of Zekeli van Veyu, Elokei Avraminu, I'm a tsareif, Elokei Aviv Ramenu, to the Zekeli van Veyu, like Rashi says, Lo ani tchilas kedusha al muchzekas umetas liya kedusha velakusu alayim imei avosai, that this is already coming from the time of the avos, and now we're mitzareif beautifully, we unite, we join together the geirus of Avram Avinu, of the avos, of nedivus, the geirus of a generous spirit of goodwill, together with the geirus of echrechios in this pasuk of zekeli van velo akevaramenu, my God and the God of my father, is the geirus of echrechios of yitzis mitzrayim of kofalem hargigigis of this shavua that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made that they have to keep the Torah, together with the geirus of Avraham Avinu, which is the geirus of echrechios. Together with the geirus of Avraham Avinu, which is the geirus of nedivus, of this goodwill, of this good spirit. In Tainus Daf Hamad Aleph, it says, "Amr Rabbi Yechon Yankov Avinu Lo Meis." Yaakov Avinu never died, and we darshim in the pasuk. Ve'atal Tara Tira Avdi Yaakov Nu Mashem Valtechas Yisrael Kiri Moshech Merachok Vazarech Be'eretz Shivyam. Don't fear, my Yaakov Avinu never died, and we see this from the pasuk. And you, don't fear, my servant Jacob, says the Lord. Don't have fear, Israel, because I'm going to save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. So we have a hekesh here. We have an equation between Yaakov and his children. It talks about him and his zera, mazaro b'chaim. Just like his zera is alive, so too his b'chaim. Zaro b'chaim are those people about whom it says, "Va'atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom." This is Yisrael shenichnasu lebrisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo yachlifem b'umah acheres, that God is not going to exchange us for another nation. We're not going to exchange God. And this bris is the bris of dveikus. And when it says mazare b'chaim, avhu b'chaim, Yaakov was equated to his zera b'derech l'mafreya, l'hoiris, that if ain zaro b'chaim, then Yaakov Avinu died chas v'shalom, because his geirus is yoinek minedivus halev. This is a midah that has a bitl and a hefsek, like we spoke about. Once there's no longer nedivus, it ends right there on the spot. But now that he's equated to his seed, and his seed have this tokef of echrechias, this power of compulsion, that have no bitl, this is something that's going to last, something that has to be, something that's absolutely necessary, that's critical. So Azhu b'chaim, so Yaakov Avinu was b'chaim echit also. So here the meisim yarshin v'chaim, and therefore Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Here is where the dead people inherit the living people, and therefore Yaakov Avinu, who is no longer alive, kiviyachol, he now inherits what his children have, this dveikus b'Hashem, this eternal connection to Hashem. And just like they never died, so Yaakov Avinu connects to that, and he never dies. He has this midah of dveikus b'Hashem la'ol me'olamim, just as his zera does. And even though they were koveh this idea by Yaakov Avinu, Chazal, nevertheless, the hekesh is shayach to all the avos and imos, that just like their zera is alive, so too they are alive. To teach you that the granting of eternal life to the avos ha'uma is a yerusha from their children, that they were misyatzev b'tachti sahar, and they were nichnas lebrisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch echreach, and the avos were included together with them. And the Chachamim didn't want to be koveh this by Avraham Avinu, because he had Yishmael, who was not b'chlal ma'azar b'chaim, and also not by Yitzchak, because he had Esav, only by Yankiv, shemitaso shlema, all of his children were tzaddikim, kulo zera emes ve'em b'em dofi. Only Yaakov, we said it about Yaakov, but it really shaykh to all the others, that since their zera is alive, so too they are alive. So this ha'anaka, this bestowing, this granting of the hemshech, was given only to the others and the yotzei chalasim, that they had this nedivus from a very deep place, this generosity that they wanted to convert and be part of Am Hashem. And therefore that extends weiter, and then they connect with this fire of the Eish Shel Echrechius, of this compulsion, and it goes throughout all the generations. But the other people who just, you know, they heard a nice seminar and they want to become frum for a little while, that doesn't pass on to their children. And now we can understand very well that the Yotzei Mitzrayim are called Avos V'Imos. We had asked in the previous shiur, what's pshat? The Gemara in Yevamah says in Avmem Vav that the Yotzei Mitzrayim are called Avos and Imos. And with respect to Geirus, they're the parents, our parents, Avosenu Vimosenu, with respect to Geirus. I, the Gemara says in Brachos, En Karen La'Avos Ela Shlosh, En Karen La'Avos Ela Arba, we have only three Avos. Three are the father, four are the mothers, and three are the fathers, as we say in Lel Seder. And two are the luchos that Moshe brought, and one is Hashem. So if we only have three fathers, it's enough in a Gemara, brachas. We have three fathers and four mothers, so what's pshat that the Yotzei Mitzrayim are called Avnos and Imos? So the answer is that Geirus is different. Geirus is different. Why? Because here the Mesim, the dead people, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avos, Yarshin, the Chayim, they inherit, so to speak, what the living people do. And the Banim give the Avos this Darga of Geiris of Hechreichius. So therefore, the Banim can now also be called Avos and Imos. Not just in this specific instance, since they have this Koach of being Manchil, of giving over this inheritance to the Avos of Hechogeris of Hechreichius, so Memela they can be called Avos and Imos. And generally they're not called Avos and Imos, but when it comes to Geris they are, because they gave through their Geris of Hechreichius of the Banim, they transmitted that backwards to the Avos. Here the dead people, the Mason, the Avos, were Yerush the Chaim, and they gave them that darga of Geirus Shel Hechreichius, and therefore the Banim in this context can be called Avos and Imos, because it's Avos and Imos they gave. So now we go back to the beautiful medrash that we started with in the first part of the shir, that there was a dialogue between Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. Avram says that I'm greater than you because I was satisfying the people who were passers-by, the Avram Vishavim. Shadei Nedivus Libi, the Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Eloikai L'chol Olam. V'rabi Mi'amei Aretz, many people are Misnadev to me, V'kav Olmachus Shemayim, and they were Zoichet Shefer Rav. One opinion says Paradise, one opinion says Pundak, but the Chola Deos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia Lehim, he called Tuv Sheba Olim B'Schar Nedivus Libon, but they are Oivrim V'Shavim. We're just Oivrim V'Shavim. They come, and their Geirus is in a Dover Shel Kayam, it wasn't lasting. Today, they're with Avram Avinu, and they're davening along Shmon Esrei. And tomorrow, what are they doing? Tomorrow, they are going back to their idols. Im l'shaitam, Avram Avinu is zon, and he should be proud of that. Nevertheless, this is not going to last, because they're going to go back to their idols. The Chachamim were so meduyuk, Lashon Chachamim merape, as the Pasuk says in Mishle, that the Chachamim were so specific, so precise with their language, they call these people Oivrim Vishovim, and they weren't just passers-by in the context of the physical space, but also spiritually they were passing by. They go, they taste the Yiddishkeit, and they go weiter, and they move on with their lives. And that then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu satisfied them. That was a chesed of Nedivus. It says, Osa chesed chino b'chol dor v'dor. And those are the 26 doors from Adam Rishon until Moshe Rabbeinu v'lad v'chlal, that we needed this new chesed l'chol dor v'dor. That's why it says in the Pasuk 26 times, Ki l'olam chazdo. This is a chesed shel Nedivus. This is just pure giving that has no hemshech. It's not going to be earned bedin. And on this, Moshe Rabbeinu answers, No, anina salei si yoyser mimcho. I'm noch hecher from dir. Atoy sezon b'nei Adam areilim, v'ani sezon b'nei Adam me'ulim. I was zan, I satisfied people who were oral, and you satisfied people who were Orel, and I satisfied people who I nourished people who were Mol. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's response. That even those Bnei Adam, Sheni Mol Shem Geris, you're right, maybe you circumcised them, but it's a Geris Shel Nedivus Shein Lakiyum. And the bracha that you gave to the world, but this is an argument, who's going to give the bracha? Who's going to save it? Zoyis HaBracha Asher Beirach. So this is Nedivus that doesn't last. There's no Hemshech. But I was zan b'nei adam mehulim, that this geirus is a geirus of echreach, this geirus can't be removed. And even like it says in the Mishnah, that even areilim and klal Yisrael are called nimolim. And even your nimolim are called areilim. It says in the Mishnah that a goy is an arel, it's called alach li, and a goy is a nimol, it's called an arel. Because that's not something real, that's just an external sign. But the Jew is bad simamol. And not only that, but you were zan b'yishuv, and isi zan b'midbar. B'yishuv, there's mizoinus. So there's no chocha al toamea shem achui ve'amitzius. But midbar she'ain mizoinus mitzuyim sham. And nevertheless, I was zan them. So this is a chocha. If there's already, if you're in the yishuv, what's the big deal? There's lots of mizoinus there. How does this prove anything lasting, anything supernatural? It's completely natural. But I was zan people, I nourished people in the midbar, that it was completely supernatural. Why? Because this is something that has to be, since we have to be, we have to have this supernatural occurrence. The Dargis HaKadusha Shalelu B'nei Adam Echrechis Geresh El Echrechius. So the Mela, the Mizonos also has to come, even though it shouldn't be possible, but it comes anyway. So now we understand why the Mela of the Geres of Yisrael Aide Moshe is greater than the Mela of the Geres of the Avos. Now we see that the Kedushas Yisrael is Muchrach, it has no Afkol Le'olam. And because of this power that stems from Mila's Kedusha Su'uma, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mispar L'Gabi Avram Avinu, Bisparis Shel Nechad L'Gabi Saba, Anina Salesi Yosir Mimcha. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows that without the Nedivus of the Avos, then the Banim wouldn't get anywhere, wouldn't get to the Darga V'Chrechios. And the Rabbi, he himself is mighty, like we saw in the previous year. Umadach Kisei Shel Shalash Regolim, an Uma that has the Schus of the Shalashis Avos, a chair with three legs. Einu Yochel Amud B'Shas Kas, when they were at Gzeira, L'Chaloysim Emaise Egel. They couldn't withstand that. Kisei Shel Regel Achas, the Schus of Moshe Levado, about a woman says, Ve'esa Tzoyscha L'Goy Godol, Al Achas Kama V'Kama. Like we explain, then Moshe Rabbeinu now is going to be only one regel. Can't stand just on one regel. He blessed Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu alone, if they can't stand the kisei of shalosh regel of the shloshes ha'avos, then how are they going to stand with the gerus of one of the others, with the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu alone? Because once we're cut off from the others and we start again from Moshe Rabbeinu, so then it's only one regel. But nevertheless, without the geiris of the banim, the kedusha service is no hemshech, because here the mesim yarshin lechayim. In other words, the avos yarshin us, our nedivus, the nedivus of the later generation, the nedivus of the Torah and Torah, zekeli vanveu elokei aviva romemenu. So we have our own God that we accepted, we saw. We have this geiris of the chreichius, and it's elokei aviva romemenu, the God of my father. It's also being mamshich what happened, what the avos had, but theirs was nedivus, which is not lasting. Ours is a chreichius, which is lasting. And from everything we said, we have a set halacha for all the generations, because anybody who comes to be mizgayer, you check him on the divas libul dikanes tachas kanfei hashchina, but he has to be makabel the geirus as if he's mukhruch. That's what it seems lahejim midivrei agamari yavamis mem aleph v'bnei magerim bizman ezem eunim v'yisurim boim aleim acherim v'bnei show asim dikanes tachas kanfei hashchina. The Gemara says, why are geirim suffering so much in our times? And the Gemara brings an opinion, because they waited to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. The Gemara is shver. Where do we find that they're mechuyav lemar lizgayer? Ad the rabba. When a ger comes, we push him away. The Rambam says in his surei bia, we tell him paragid gimel, we tell him how difficult Torah is, etc. It's not kedai. We tell him not to become Jewish. So it's muchach from this that the etzem mishpat hageris is toivea gam hanedivus v'gam hechrechius yachad. In other words, we tell him how difficult Torah is. We try to be doicha him to see if he really has nedivus halev. And after he's omed b'nisayon, then we say, hey, where were you until now? Why didn't you understand hechrech? In other words, it works both. That's the dichotomy here, that you have on one hand the divus that they have to really show that they want it, and then once they really want it, say, hey, where were you all along? Why don't you understand the chrechius of becoming Jewish? And for that, the Gemara says, they're me'unim v'yisurim boim aleim, and the truth must be told that gam kol Yisrael, we also have to bring close to our hearts this notion that our kedushas meyusad al both amudim, the nedivus and the hechrechius. If it was tali biritzon or bevaday hoyim misnadev makabel machus shemayim. On one hand, you say that if I had a choice, of course I'd be makabel machus shemayim. What's life worth without kabbalas machus shemayim? On the other hand, I realize that this pashut no choice. I have to be makabel machus shemayim. That's the avoda. Bis avos ha'uma. When the nation was created, the Avos gave us the Nedivus, and the Banim gave the Avos the Hechrechius, and the Chol Hadoros, we have both. And we have a Kiyum of Veheshiv Lev Avos al Banim, Lev Banim al Avosim, to have both in Yanim, of both the Nedivus and the Hechrechius. And now we understand so beautifully the dialogue between Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, that Avram Avinu said, listen, I was Zan Ba'ovim Vishavim. Look, they were passing by, and I took care of them. Moshe said, exactly the point. Oivrim v'shavim, it wasn't lasting, but you were taking care of the Arelim, people who are Be'etzim Arel, nothing's going to have Sehelfnish, because they can go right back to their old ways. And they did Taka. And I was Zun B'nei Arda Mehulim, and you were Zun B'Yisha, which doesn't show a Chreichius. What's the big deal? There's food in Yisha. But I was Zun B'Midbar, there's a Chreichius, because if there's food, it's because they have to remain alive. It's because there have to be something supernatural here. Because that's the essence of this Geirus, of something that's really going to be lasting. So we go with, we talk about Mantara, we talk about Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. We have to feel both the Geirus and the Divas of the office that we really wanted. We wanted our own free will. And together with that, we also feel that we really have no choice. Even if we wouldn't want it, we would have to do it. But we can't just feel the Hechrechius. That's not a way to be Mechanech ourselves. That's not the right approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do it. And we go like, you know, like Tisha B'Av, like, oh, you know, just another kina, another fast. People don't always enjoy that. No, it has to mamish be b'simcha, b'tuvleiv, b'chefetz leiv, v'ratzon gadol, that a person wants to be mekabel malchus shemayim. On the other hand, he realizes that even if he wouldn't want it, he'd have no choice. And those are probably the two, the nasa v'nishma, together with the kafalei ma'akigigis, that we have to know they're both in yonim. There's the ratzon, and then there's the nasa v'nishma, and then there's the kafalei, that even if we wouldn't accept, we still wouldn't have a choice. Very beautiful. So we still have a lot more to do. We have next the Bli Neder, the dialogue between Yitzchak Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Gadol Mimi, and Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Gadol Mimi. Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'shmaya, we have a work cut out for us. Again, this is based on the wonderful Sefer Maskil L'Shloma that I recommend for everybody, and we should be Zohar Taka L'Lmod L'Lamei L'Shma V'Las L'Kaim is called Dibei Samu Tarasu V'Yahavo Amen V'Yamein Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.